Well,
that was
you like that? Did you really like it or not?
Well, it makes sense according to what he says about the set.
Alright. Yeah, right. It's just a little complicated. I want to simplify it a little bit. And then I guess the Mavatlos, right? Or that, did you define whether Mitzvah Malazuzu or not? That Machlokas?
Yeah, yeah.
You have something?
We have
something.
No.
Okay. You did that Tosos?
Sometimes we focus more on the initial problem that you get from the...
Yes. Okay, you figured out what that problem is.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what people
do. The Rashi, the Tam. Okay, so that's your work on Malka. I mean, I don't know what we're going to get to. I think we'll get... Well, I guess we'll just talk until the guys get out. Well, you guys come or... Whatever, so... I don't know, we'll see what we're going to get to, but I think this... Tomorrow we're not going to have Shir. And then I think it's Friday. Friday is no Gemara Shir, right?
Yeah.
And then I think next week maybe we'll do something different. A little bit about a seva, we'll say. Okay? So what's the deal? Should I start or should I wait for them? Should we call it? Now it's
9:35.
They can catch it online.
Because
it's late.
What?
It's late. Right? What time did he tell them?
They usually call 9:30 or 9:25.
Yeah? Oh, okay. Okay, so so if the way you guys are online, then we're starting now. Okay, so let's just review the problem we left off with yesterday and try to give a better solution. Okay, the problem is that we said that if you swallow matzah wrapped in maror, you're yotze. Okay, and we said why? What's it teaching you? Is that your yotz and matzah, all you need is ingestion. Even if you knock out the taste component, and you knock out the feeling it going down your throat, that like tactile component of achila, and all you have is minimized to simply the ingestion alone, you're still yotzeh. So it's wrapped in the maror, that's fine. Right? That was case three. Okay. Case four is, but if you wrap the matzah in the maror, in a plastic bag, a sieve, and a piece of leaf, something inedible, and you swallow that, then you're not yotze anything. You're not even yotze the matzah. And the question is, but why don't you say it's ingestion? You ingested the matzah, right? Rashi Rashbam says, he says, since neither one, neither the matzah nor the maror touched your mouth, seemingly no food touched your mouth, he says it's like throwing a rock into a sack. Right? It seemingly means there's nothing to do, it's not a chila. Right? That's the way we understood it. So you said, what's the difference? If you do, is it purely ingestion with nothing else? No tactile, no taste, no nothing? Or do you say you need something else? If you say, which one? Or does a chila's matzah need something, need taste, need it to touch your throat, or does it not need it? Right? I mean, it's modern stuff. Right? That's the problem. Okay? So one, I'd like to keep what one thing we said yesterday is the case four, okay? The case where you wrap it in the thing, the case when you wrap them in the plastic bag, okay? So I'd say that's not achila, okay? Because I'd say achila demands it's not just that you get it into your stomach through the mouth opening of your, you know, through your mouth, but it must involve the a certain mouthful experience. Okay, in other words, it has to you have to involve some other feature of achila has to involve the mouth in a certain way. It's not just that it traverses through your mouth to get into your stomach. Without any sensory element in the achila, that's not achila. That's like Zohar Gemara. It's like you're throwing a rock in a sack. It's not achila. Achila demands some sensory, even by matzah. The definition of an action of achila, if you take a feeding tube and stuff food through it into your throat, into your stomach, and it just happens to go through the opening of your mouth, that is not achila. Okay, achila demands some sense, something, some contact of food with your mouth. Okay, food has to have come in contact with your mouth in some capacity. Okay, if it's a plastic bag, if it's a leaf, it has nothing to do with it. It's not a food, so that's not a chila. There has to be contact with the between the mouth and the food. Okay, otherwise it's not a chila. Okay, so then you'll say to me, okay, fine, I'll accept that. Okay, hopefully you'll say that. Then you'll say, but if that's the case, then if you wrap the matzah, the maror around the matzah, so now the matzah is not coming in contact with your mouth. So you just told me that achila demands that you not only have ingestion, but that you have some mouthal contact, right? Some experience of the mouth. And in this case, when the maror is wrapped around the matzah, you are not relating to it at all insofar as your mouth is concerned, right? So then you should tell me it's not achilas matzah, right? That's a problem, right? You have a problem. Okay? Because why, if you tell me it's not achila without it touching your mouth, so then how is, if the maror wraps around the matzah, is it considered achila? Okay? Okay. That's the problem. I mean, I don't think the problem per se is in accepting that idea of the that it's not achila if it doesn't touch your mouth. I mean, you could say that. But the problem was stemmed from the fact that we just said that all it is ingestion, and you don't need the anything to do with your mouth. So if you tell me that achila is only ingestion from the case of the maror wrapped around the matzah, and that's ingestion of matzah, and it's good, then if that's the case, then it sounds like a double standard. That's the problem. Okay? Okay. So I think, to answer it, I think there's a logical move here. Okay? And I have an example, but let me first just try the move, okay? I'll do it here, but then I'll tell you an example if necessary. I'm not sure if it's necessary. But the thing is like this. I'd say that certain things, in order to create a certain quality, you may need many characteristics. So you need a certain, two characteristics, or a few characteristics in order to create a certain quality. But once that quality exists, then the quality could extend to other things, even if they don't have all those characteristics which are necessary to create the quality itself. Okay, I'll apply it, but you have a certain vague idea of what I'm talking about. I know you don't fully get it yet, but I'm just opening up the categories here. Okay, so I'd say like this: is that to have achila, to define an action as achila, you need to have ingestion, which includes two things. It must be ingestion, and it must involve the mouth in some sensory kind of way. Okay? If you don't have both of those elements, the action which you are doing is not called achila. It's zorik evan lachemes, throwing a rock into a sack. That's not achila. To create the quality of a maisa achila, a halachic achila, you need both characteristics. And without both characteristics, it does not register as achila. You might as well be doing something ivy. Okay? But now that I have the quality of achila, okay, if I have, let's say, the maror wrapped around the matzah, so now this action which I'm doing is an action of achila, okay, because the maror is coming in contact with my mouth, right? The maror is coming in contact with my mouth. So vis-a-vis the maror, this action is an action of achila, right, because it's ingestion and it's coming in contact with my mouth. Now the question is, now that I have the quality of achila on this action, will the matzah be subsumed in the, will it be included in this action of achila? Okay? Well, now that the quality of achila already exists through the maror, and the matzah partakes of one of the characteristics of achila, namely the ingestion, okay? Maybe I'll say the major characteristic. The matzah partakes of that characteristic. So therefore, the shem achila will extend to the matzah as well. Okay? It would be possible to say that achila's matzah demands taste or demands something, but the Torah doesn't demand that. That all you need is simply that the shem achila could apply to it, that it could be called achila. And true, in order to create the status, the quality of achila, you need those two components. You need the ingestion, but it also must involve the mouth. Once that status of achila exists on the action, for the action to apply to the matzah, that it's enough that the matzah partakes of one major characteristic, namely of the ingestion. So then the shem achila will extend to the matzah as well. Okay? Does anyone follow? Okay, should I give an example? I mean, but I think that there's a lot that is logical. There's the demands of creating the quality are not the same as the demands for once the quality exists to apply that quality to something else. Yeah.
Yes, you said the reason you can extend it to matzah is because it was ingested.
Right.
Right. So. Okay, fine.
Example?
Can you get
out? Yeah, okay. It's a mundane example, but my brother thought of it. Because I think, you know, sometimes I think this is a clear category in the mind, but, you know, like, example is the regards to chocolate milk. Okay? chocolate milk. So I'd say chocolate milk, you need to have chocolate syrup, right? That's the first thing, okay? So now what do you have to do with chocolate syrup is you have to put it in milk, right? For instance, if I put in water, water's not going to make chocolate milk, okay? So what do I need? I need milk. Milk is a liquid, which is milky. It is two characteristics. It's a liquid, which is milky. If I put in simply water, which is not milky, right? Then it doesn't create chocolate milk, chocolate water. It's not chocolate milk. You can never create chocolate milk unless you have milk, which has the character. It's a liquid, which is milky. Okay. But once I have chocolate milk. Once I put in chocolate milk, I put in milk into the chocolate syrup, and now I have chocolate milk, and then let's say I then add some water into it, okay? So then the water will become a part of the chocolate milk. Okay? It will merge with it, and it will take on the character, the status of chocolate milk. But you told me that water can't make chocolate milk. So does water make chocolate milk? Does water not make chocolate milk? And I'll say no. In creating the quality of chocolate milk, you demand the full, you need the milk, which is water plus the characteristic of milky. That's in order to create the quality. But once the quality exists, so then to extend that quality to something else, yeah, you can't put in, if I put in like a drop of a pen in there, that's not going to take on the status of chocolate milk. It's not nothing. It's just not the chocolate milk. But if I put in water, which has the characteristic of being a liquid, so then that will take on the status of chocolate milk. Okay? But, I mean, you can think of your own examples or whatever. But I'm just saying, in the mind, is to create a quality, you have different, more extreme and more specific and strict characteristics, strict demands than once the quality already exists, and now you want to extend that quality to something else. Okay, so again, to apply it here, is to create the characteristic of a maisa achila, you must invoke the mouth touching a food. It can't just be ingestion through the mouth, but the mouth must be involved. So if I put it wrapped in a plastic bag and I put in matzah mar in the plastic bag, since the mouth does not come in contact with any food, so therefore that's not eating. Because eating, the quality of eating can only come about if the ingestion, which is through the mouth, actually involves the relationship between mouth and food. But once that quality exists, namely the matzah is wrapped around the matzah, so now the quality of eating does exist because the mouth is coming in contact with the food. So now the action is achila. Now the question is could the matzah also be included in that action of achila? Okay. Now you say, well, it partakes of ingestion. You are ingesting it, so that's enough. You don't need the quality of also of it touching your mouth. The Torah could have demanded that if the halacha was that the matzah itself must have the culinary characteristic. If the Torah demanded that the matzah also have the taste, or that the matzah also have the feeling of it going down your throat. But that's what the Gemara is teaching. That's what this third case is teaching us, that you don't need that. All you need in matzah is the Shem Achila to apply to it. So therefore, if the Shem Achila comes about through the Marar, which has both the touching your throat, the food touching your throat, and the ingestion, so then it could extend to the matzah and give it a shem achila. And that's all you need. All you need is a shem achila on the matzah. Okay? Clear?
Yeah.
Okay? Okay. Any questions? Okay. So a pretty good example of chocolate milk.
Yeah.
I mean, does it help the example? I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
It helps. Okay. I mean, because it's a kind of idea that, you know, now that I say chocolate milk, you know, like once you have an example, kind of like you realize, I mean, it's a category in the mind. I mean, but sometimes an example you show, you know, in everyday, you know, you always have things like that. Okay. Okay, so next. Okay? So, simpler than yesterday, right? It's so simple, you know. Yesterday you were talking too much. You know, so when you have to, like, explain it that much, I mean, it's not good. It has to be, more precise. Okay? Man, this is just it's one idea, basically, you know, just applying it to the, you know.
The only problem I have with the chocolate milk case is that it's just not the same, because they're dealing with a mixture of substances. You know, the heat is its whole character, like, the characteristic of it is just lost in something else. Like,
yeah.
Here, you're joining an activity where the definition of activity has very specific requirements. You can't just mix an activity that, like, the whole requirement of the activity is that there has to be the whole sensational aspect to it, and you can't just say, oh, I'm going to tap into some other thing, some other experiential thing, and say, oh, that also is going to be mixed into this experiential thing, when it's not in reality, it's mixed.
Dude, did I not like the idea, or you don't like the example?
The idea, and the example is...
I see the idea. Okay, so let me explain the idea. Forget about example. You know, I don't have to try to defend the example. Because the example is, if it turns out that it's not exactly the same. Because it's just an example to show, you know, to open the thing you want. But the idea, I'd say, is because in the to create the Shem Achila, you need both things. But that doesn't mean that ingestion isn't a phenomenon. Ingestion is the major component of achila. But to create that status, you need something other. You need something more. But now that the status of achila exists, you could say that the matzah is included in that status because it partakes of the major characteristic. But to create the quality of achila, you have to have both. But now that the quality exists, then to say that the matzah is included in that, it could simply partake of one of the characteristics. That's still, you could say, it still partakes of the Shem Achila. To create something is not the same thing as something which already exists, to then apply it to something else.
When you say you create it, doesn't it just apply to a specific entity? Specific, I'm eating this,
no.
I'm eating more.
No, you're eating. You're eating. Now the question is, what is my eating relating to? As my Achila is my Achila. So I'm involved in eating. Now the question is, does that achila relate to the matzah as well? It's true that eating is created because of the maror, but the matzah is involved. And the question is, does that create the shame? That gives the shame achila on the matzah also, because the matzah is also involved in it, in so far as the ingestion is concerned. So it's true, if you only had the matzah and you only had ingestion, it wouldn't create the status of achila. But now that you're not only having ingestion, you're having the whole deal, because you have the touching your mouth. Now, the fact that the matzah itself isn't touching your mouth, but the shem achila exists, and the matzah is participating in that achila because it's participating in the consumption component of it. So therefore, the shem achila exists on the matzah as well. Okay? I mean, you have to think about it. I mean, everyone has to really think about that deal now, because at a certain point, you have an idea. I mean, you could say it over a million times, but it has to click. It has to register in your mind, you know. So, you know, I mean, because you could just keep pushing and say, well, but it still is it or is it not, you know. I mean, you have to think about it, you know. I mean, you can just hear what I'm saying, but I mean, I think you should go think about the idea and see if it fits the categories of your mind, yeah. Okay, but maybe the example isn't perfect, you know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I didn't really think it through, you know. The purpose of an example is just to open up your mind to a certain type of, you know. But, I mean, look, it's not the same thing. So, you know, I don't know if it's going to be, you know. Just an example, you know. There's no need a perfect example. But, you know what I mean?
Okay. You want another example or not?
No. I mean, if anyone has a problem with the idea, then you can go to Matt and he'll give you another example. I mean, yeah, you can't. Like, sometimes examples, you know, you get lost in examples, because every example is never going to be exactly the same thing. So, you know, you can end up, well, someone's going to ask a question on the example, and, you know, and then you can say, argue about whether it's a good, you know. I mean, the idea, you know, I mean, the point is, you should forget the example, you know, I mean, the point is, the example just is in order to be able to put yourself in the frame, you know. That's why, for me, I said over the idea in this abstract form of the quality, you know, and you didn't know exactly what I was talking about, but as long as, you know, to get your mind to, you know, should just know where we're going, sort of, you know. And this example gets you towards the thing, but the end, the idea should make sense in the framework of the matzah and the maror itself. You shouldn't need the example when you think of the idea. You shouldn't have to be thinking of chocolate milk. You know, you should the idea should register here. I mean, okay. Something more familiar sometimes opens your mind to those categories, and you know, you see that they're really those things that do exist. You know? Okay. Okay, any questions? Okay. Okay, so now we'll go to the previous Gemara, which is sort of definitely related to our Gemara. Okay, Tosfos on our Gemara references it, because there's the Gemara is certainly contradictory, okay, at least seemingly. Okay, Tosfos has one contradiction, but the contradiction is a very basic, on a more basic level that Tosfos gets into. And it's not very different. At the end of the day, the question sort of ends up being sort of the same thing as what Tosfos said. But we'll say, okay, for anyone who's... Let's be specific. Amar Avina. So it's Kuf Tes Vav Amar Aleph, the last word on the 10th line. Amaravina. Amar li Rav Mesharshia Bered Rav Nasan. Halki Yomar Hillel Mishmei the Gemara. So said Hillel in the name of a Gemara. Lo nichrach inish matzo umar bahadi hadadi. Venechal. Do not make a sandwich of matzah and maror together and then eat that sandwich. Why? Mishun the sphere alone, because we hold matzah as long as a deraisa. Umara derabana. We hold that nowadays the mitzvah of matzah is deraisa. Why is matzah deraisa? Just I'll fill it in the facts. Okay, so the matzah is deraisa. The pasuk says, Barav Tochlu Matzos. Barav Tochlu Matzos. On this night, or the 15th of Nisan, you should eat matzos. Maror is derabanan. Why is maror derabanan? Right, because the mitzvah of maror is al matzah samorum yachlu. It doesn't say anywhere eat maror. It says you should eat the carbon pesach together with matzah and maror. Okay, so therefore nowadays there's no carbon pesach. The mitzvah of maror no longer exists. The mitzvah of maror is only a kiyum, a fulfillment in the mitzvah of carbon pesach. Okay, so therefore, if there's no carbon pesach, it loses its substratum in which it exists. So there's no mitzvah of mara anymore nowadays. Minat Torah. Matzah, on the other hand, has a double identity. On the one hand, it exists as a kiyum in fulfillment in the carbon pesach, but it also exists as an independent mitzvah on its own. So nowadays, sure, we don't have that kiyum in the carbon pesach anymore of matzah, but you have a separate mitzvah, still a deoraisa. So nowadays, it turns out, matzah is deoraisa, and maror is derabanan. Okay, so what? So now we don't want to sandwich them together, so why not? Who cares? So one's deraisa, one's derabanan. No, but it says, v'asi maror derabanan, umvatalei lamatzah deoraisa. The maror, which is derabanan, will nullify, be mevatel, the matzah, which is deoraisa. Okay? Mevatel, the matzah, which is deoraisa. What does it mean, it'll be mevatel, the matzah, which is deoraisa? What does that mean? How will it nullify it?
You won't be yotze.
Yeah, you won't be yotze. But what? Why not? In what way will it nullify it? So Rashi. Rashi and the Rashbam equally say matz. Mevatel la letam matzah deoraisa. Okay, it will be mevatel. Will nullify the taste of the matzah in a Torah. So if you eat matzah and maror together, okay, so then the maror's tam apparently is stronger, right? I mean, that's what it means, right? It's a stronger taste, it's a much stronger taste. And if you eat matzah and maror together, you're basically not going to taste the matzah. Okay, the taste of matzah, I mean, I guess you can imagine this. I mean, it sounds possible, right? The taste of matzah is like a very—it's like a bland taste. I mean, it's not really so tasty. It kind of just is. It's bread, whatever. But the taste of maror is very strong. So if you're going to eat matzah and maror together, essentially you're not going to taste the matzah at all. Okay. So therefore, it's saying do not eat matzah and maror together, because if you eat matzah and maror together as a sandwich, you're gonna end up not being yotze the mitzvah of matzah, right? Because it's gonna knock out the taste. Okay. So the question. So what do you think of that? Yes.
Well, it seems to contradict the last case we talked about.
Okay, why?
I mean, first of all, this is gonna knock out the taste. But we said if maror has the taste, and then we ingest matzah, that it's a chila, and it's fine.
Right.
And also, like, we have a, I mean, just, I don't know if you can ask a question, but they have a case where, like, you eat them together and you go to it with matzah. Right. Here, you're eating them together and you're not yotze. Like, right. It seems like a completely different, like, same case, but, like, different exact outcome. Right, right. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. I guess considering the wrapping, let's see if it's wrapped more with the soft matzah outside. Then, like, I'm saying it's the loser of the top. Of the matzah? Yeah.
Okay, so are you giving an answer or a question?
No, I'm saying
it
was a question. Does it still lose the top?
Oh, does it still lose the top? I don't know. I mean, you have to assume that it... I mean, I don't know. It's hard to question the facts. But, I mean, it sounds like it would. I mean, because the maror is a very strong taste, you know? And then when you end up chewing them, you know, and you chew them, and you can end up really eating them, the matzah is going to become I mean, I hear you saying, I mean, at first you're going to, I mean, you're going to first put in the matzah, and then, I don't know, I'm not sure. But let's take that for granted, you know. Take it as a given that it, in fact, is the case, that the taste is, you know. So, the question is, yeah.
So, in a previous case, where Rashi said, well, you eat them together, right?
Yeah.
You get local matzah imo, right?
Right.
Imo shufam, because...
That's the mara.
Yeah, the mara. So, mara didn't have tam.
And he says, she had three katam, if I want it.
Right. Right. It's true. I mean, the mara itself, you see, if you eat them together, there is no tam of mara. But he did say it's also because you chew it. But that's going to be, that's going to be the bottom answer at a point. Okay, but, so the problem is, there are a lot of problems, but I say the most basic problem is, what's the halacha if you swallow matzah? Straight, I mean, the first case, everyone agrees, you swallow matzah, you don't say, why?
Consumption,
you don't need taste. Taste is irrelevant, you don't need taste. So who cares that you're telling me you eat the matzah more together, you're going to knock out the taste of the matzah.
Wouldn't you say you do need some taste?
No.
Because you said that in order to be
Avdila,
it needs two qualities, the consumption.
Oh, well, that's if you feel it going down your throat. See, when it's alone, then there's the, remember they said there that you're feeling it going down your throat.
Okay.
That,
if you feel it down your throat, then it's Avdila,
right? Right, because it had to touch your throat. It's not, it's your mouth had to come in contact with the ocha. But it didn't mean that you needed the taste component, though, if it's a rechila. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
So if you swallow the matzah, because we say, you know, you don't need taste. And that was all the cases. I mean, that was what we had for all along. We showed that you don't need taste of matzah. That was, I mean, the whole thing. Matzah needs taste. Matzah doesn't need taste. Matzah needs consumption. So to say it has to be a chila or whatever, but essentially you don't need the taste of, you don't need taste of matzah. Okay, it's nothing to do with taste, it's just it's consumption, essentially. So now all of a sudden you're telling me, so it'll knock out the taste of the matzah. If you eat them together, it'll knock out the taste of the matzah. So, who cares? Okay, and then another question, listen, ask more, if you want to, without having to use your imagination so much, you know, or of drawing parallels, it's the exact same case, right? Case three was we swallow matzah and marah together, right? You're yotzei the matzah, you're not yotzei the marah, right? Even if the matzah was wrapped in, you know, all that. And now, all of a sudden, you tell me the same case, you eat matzah and mora together, so you're not going to be yotzei the matzah, because the mora is going to knock it out. But wait a minute, you just told me that you are yotzei the matzah.
I just question. I wasn't sure, when you say that you're not yotzei the matzah and the mevatel, are they saying that you're all but you're yotzei the mora, or are they saying that everything?
It would sound like you're yotzei the mora, I would think so. Right, I mean, so that's also a problem. I mean, before you said, it's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite, right. The exact opposite. Right? Right, that's the problem. Okay. So Tosis kind of takes up the problem, right? I mean, just on a factual level, he takes it up. I mean, you could, I think you could think about it without Tosis, but you might as well read, you know. Tosis, you know, it's somewhat helpful. It's helpful, but you're gonna have to give the svara anyway. So he says, "Yidei matzah yatzah yidei mara lo yatzah." See that, Tosis? And I'm a base. Because Vim Tomar Kivan Shein b'mara zeh mitzvah d'rabbanan. Right. This is based on the previous knowledge, but since Mar isn't even Darabana, see, there is Darabana, but here it's not even Darabana, because he's saying you're not Yotze. When you swallow the Mar, you're not even Yotze the Mar. Right? This is the case where you swallow them both together, so you're not tasting the Mar. So basically, you're not even Yotze, we said. You're not Yotze the Mar, so it's not even a mitzvah. So Livatel Mar, Lai Matzah, Debaday. So therefore, the Mar should be Mevatel Matzah, the same way as in the case which we just did. You see, if you make a sandwich of matzah and mar, the mar will knock out the matzah. So why don't you say the same thing when you swallow matzah and mar together? The mar should knock out the matzah. Should be mevatel. Right? That's our question. It's a contradiction. So it says, "V'yeshalom adelo shayach bittel, elik shaloas on yachad." It's only subject to bittel when you chew them together. De'oz mevatel tam echad es chavera. Because then the flavor of one is going to be mevatel, is going to nullify, knock out the flavor of the other. Avo kesheim shleimim, but when they are complete, right, namely you're swallowing them whole, afilu yiyah yoser mechavero, even if it's more than the other one, lo mevatelai, it's not going to knock it out. Okay, so what's the factual answer before the questions? What are you saying factually?
The case of why, but I mean, the case of Bala Matzah and Mara, then they're separate, so that's
explain why you have one outcome there, but when you shoot them, then it's like a pistol, so you have a whole other...
Right.
Whole other.
It's a whole different case in the case of Mavatl. The Mavatl is when you're chewing them. Chewing them, then you get the tom going on, and then the tom going on is the flavor is going to knock out the other flavor. But in the case over here of swallowing, so it has nothing to do with flavor, because you're not chewing it. So therefore, you're just left at it's another non-matzah, so now you have the matzah. So you're eating the matzah.
The opposite is when you're chewing them, so the maror would overpower matzah, right?
Right.
So you have the tom.
So yeah, you have the tom of the maror, and you right. Don't have the tom of the matzah.
I'm selecting one you tom matzah for.
What's the question?
What do you need? Yeah, you're right. That's the question. That's the question which we have to ask now. The question is, okay, so you're answering the question sort of. I mean, you're factually giving a difference, but we said that all you need for a matzah is consumption, and you don't need the flavor. So who cares if you're going to tell me when you chew them together, now you knock out the flavor of the matzah, right? You chew them together, there's no flavor of the matzah, so... Well, you just told me you don't need flavor in matzah. So who cares? It's true. In the case where you talk about swallowing it, it's true. You didn't. There was no chewing, and therefore the flavor didn't knock it out. There was no betel. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It was not only is it because it didn't knock it out, it's because flavor was not necessary in matzah. So who cares when you make a sandwich and you chew them together, it will knock out the flavor. But we don't need flavor. So I still have consumption. You tell me now I didn't consume the matzah? No, I consumed the matzah. So who cares that I knocked it out?
Wouldn't that mean that if you swallowed it and you didn't taste the taste of matzah, you wouldn't be able to?
It would seem to imply that, but we know that that's not true.
I understand, but...
Yeah, that's what it sounds. And since we know that if you swallow without tasting it, you see it doesn't matter, so apparently taste is not a necessary component of matzah. So if that's the case, who cares if you knock out the taste of matzah? It should be irrelevant. Yeah, so it's fine, you knock it out, it doesn't exist, who cares?
If you need something, you at least have the idea of the sensation of matzah going on. Do have some aspect outside of just consumption per se.
Right, you mean it's even better?
Right.
Well, that you said, no, that we said when you have them together, though, they said that doesn't exist either. Or maybe it does. Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, so why don't you say you at least have that?
Well, the whole, though. We don't know about when
they
chew that, though.
Yeah, okay, fine. I don't know. It's something to think about. Okay? I mean, I think the question is without that, but I mean, you're right. I mean, you have to explain that also. You're just saying at least, even if you don't have the flavor, but you at least have you have it going down. That's by the matzah. You feel the matzah going down. But the question is, you don't need it saying you knocked out the tom. I mean, how are you getting tom? I mean, you don't even need flavor, so that's it. That should be the end of it. As they say, you don't need the flavor, so you don't need flavor. So what do you tell me now? You're not going to get the top flavor. So who cares if you're not going to get the flavor? We say you don't need flavor. So knock it out all you want. You swallow it. It's not even there. It can't be worse than if you swallow it. Swallow it, it's completely non-existent. So now if you're chewing it, and it would exist, but then you knock it out. So that's going to make it worse? Yeah.
How do, according to the Rashi, it holds that just when you swallow it, you get the flavor? So since you're getting the flavor of both of them just by swallowing it, then wouldn't one flavor still knock out the other?
No, but if you swallow it, I think that was by the maror that you still have the flavor.
But I thought he held just if you swallow something, you still get the flavor.
No, that was by maror. I think by matzah. By matzah, you didn't. And anyways, you had a case also if you swallow them together, then he said that then you're not yosef the maror because you don't have the flavor. Because right, then when they're mixed together, he says you don't have the flavor. By so the maror you're not yosef because you don't have flavor. But he says by matzah, you don't need flavor. So you see that even Rashi agrees by, you know, if you create a case of matzah where there's no flavor, so then it's okay?
Yeah, that seems to mean that the Rashi thinks that when you have them together, that maror loses flavor.
Right. But that he'll say is because when you chew it. And it was when you chew it, if you don't, that he says, since you're not chewing it, right? But once you chew it, then the maror, you know, the maror's flavor is only going to become, so to say, actualized in a full kind of a way when you chew, you know, when you chew a matzah.
Third thing is that it's also saying that there are two different categories of Aphila, and each category has its rules. And once you submit yourself to one category, you have to abide by those rules.
Okay.
What is that?
Yeah. Okay. Take another step. Okay, good.
There's a step with the answer to the first question. Alright, so the question is, I thought Matima is not a necessity by matzah, right?
But you still have to explain that, you know, yeah. I'm going to say, still, look, I have consumption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so the question is, we thought that, you know, tasting is not a requirement of matzah, right? So the answer is that in terms of the mitzvah of matzah itself, tasting is not a requirement, right? But this case is where you have both of them together, right? And they're mixing. So then you have an identity crisis. Are you eating matzah or eating mara, right? So in order to determine what you're doing, like, it has, I mean, it has, like, I don't know what the basis of this is, but it seems like it has to be one or the other, right? So how are you going to, in order to determine what, you know, what the identity of this thing that you're eating is, you need to resort to some second determining factor. And so that's tima, that's taste, right? And so since the mara exerts its, you know, has a stronger taste, then it exerts its identity, you know, over the matzah, and is mevatel it, right? That's if you chew it. But if you keep them separately, then, like we said before, then it's, I mean, I guess you could say that it's clear that you're swallowing, you know, there's no mixture, so I guess the, you know, this question of identity doesn't have to play. I mean, so you know, then you know, that's why it's a different case there.
Why don't you have the identity crisis there too?
I can't really explain. I don't know, maybe it has to be, I mean, whatever it is, it's dependent on the chewing and mixing together, it seems like. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean,
should we create a new identity? Or even create a new chepsa before the other chepsa of mass and the chepsa of mara? So his consumption was clean, in the sense that you consumed those two entities.
Yeah, see, I
mean, but as you're saying, now as chewing, you've created a new entity of tabubis of matzah mara, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's a,
right.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
At the end of the sandwich, you have to eat the sandwich. What if you ate the sandwich at the Seder? What if you ate the sandwich one piece at a time? I mean, just for a moment, then you wouldn't be guilty because you didn't create the entity of the sandwich.
Yeah. At first, I want to say, state in terms of, you have to characterize the matzah achila as matzah achilas mar, matzah achilas matzah, you know, and, but then you might run into a problem when you swallow them, because then...
Together, right?
Right, because then...
I know.
Yeah.
I went down the same path.
That's why I think...
No, but swallow's not a problem, because you're saying...
But it's kind of weird. Like, I can't explain exactly why the identity of the chepta is thrown into question. I can't explain why you need it to be one or the other, but it's a step.
No, but each mitzvah is exclusive, because one mitzvah of achilas mara is one mitzvah of achilas matzah.
I don't understand the identity thing. Because the reason
you created a new chepta is as though you chewed, as though you mixed it outside. So you took it up outside and chopped it up, and now you're going to try and eat this new chepta and say this is matzah and this is mara. You can't do that. But when you swallowed it, you swallowed them, even if you swallowed them together, they were still separate entities. They never got mixed.
I don't understand the identity thing, because the reason we need to taste on mara is to remember the bitterness of your life, not to recognize that you're eating mara. I mean, like, you're eating mara because it's bitter, but... Like, the identity thing, I mean, you can identify what you're eating before you put it in your mouth. I mean, I don't think that, like, I don't understand, like,
blindfolded. We're not talking about physical identity.
What's the
chepsis?
Halakhically,
is it recognized, like, that you're eating
mara? Yeah, so halakhically, what do you mean? Like, you're telling me that they're not going to, like, the mitzvah is to eat it, so you look at it, you know what it is, you stick it in your mouth, right?
Right.
Yeah, but you eat it. I mean, the case where you're not fully sip, that should also be perfectly fine, because you know what you're eating. The whole thing is not to define as an eating of the thing. You have to define it as an eating of this entity. Okay, fine. So just because you can identify it before, that's not, but we said that's not eating. So now you put it in your mouth, now it's identified, it is eating. Whether what it is is something different.
Well, he's saying insofar as the eating is concerned, there's an identity crisis. I mean, in other words, it's in the activity itself. This identity, you know, using his term, you know what I mean. But that's how he'll, you know what I mean, because it's not just in the action itself that takes place. So just like in the plastic bag, it's the activity. Yeah, sure, you know you're doing it, but it's not eating. So if you could show in the framework of the eating itself, something gets messed up, you know. So if there's an identity crisis and whatever, you know, and the mar knocks out the matzah, so then, you know, then you don't even say you're eating the matzah. But I think we have to answer, I mean, you know, to clearly explain how we're answering the question of that. You tell me that matzah doesn't need tam. So you say matzah is only ingestion. So if it's only ingestion, so who cares? Whereas now that I ate them together and I chewed them and the taste knocked each other out, so what I'm going to say, did I ingest matzah? Or did I not, you know? Whereas, so fine, so knocked out the flavor. Fine, so another flavor. So I don't need the flavor. You know what I mean?
You can't recognize anything that someone's saying more.
Well, first of all, why is that? Why can't you recognize something? Flavor isn't the only point of reference.
This mush, right? I can't distinguish that this is matzah.
Yeah, well, I mean, but when I'm eating it, though, I mean, what I'm eating, though, is, I mean, everything in my mouth becomes something, you know, then I never really eat anything.
Yeah, then
you never eat meat, because by the time it ends up...
At that point, you're never going to know what it is. If you ate an apple and orange together, okay, and you mixed it all together, and you in your mouth, it's all chewed up,
right.
You're not going to know which piece is apple now and which piece is orange in your mouth.
But if the mitzvah is to eat the apple, right, have a Texas mitzvah of apple. So if you're mixing it with orange, you have fruit salad in your mouth.
Okay, so if you're mixing it with marlin,
then it's going to be a hester to your Yom Kippur now.
Yeah.
So now you're not going to fill the mitzvah of eating apple. I would have said a little different on the vacuum.
So you're saying
plastic. I thought it was similar, but I would have thought you needed an entity of achila, and that entity is no longer there. That entity of ochel, the chesed shel mitzvah, is lacking. So it was sealed in a plastic thing. So what do you? The chesed was now missing. I hear what you're saying. I was just thinking a little differently. But maror is still an ochel. It's still a chesed shel mitzvah.
Yeah, but when you say the matzah is sealed off and out of sight.
Even it's still two ochels. It still has the.
Okay.
Because it's two. As long as it wasn't mixed, even though the two chesed, they are distinguishable chesed. And since you didn't mix it, the swallowing now it still is swallowed as a whole chesed, even though it was surrounded by another chesed.
Okay, let's not go back.
I'm sorry.
I have a question. You know, we define it, like, by the sieve, like, the feel, like, what a feel is. So, like, I mean, I don't know, maybe, like, in terms of far, like, is that now, like, a definition of a feel that we have to now work this case in? Or can we just, like, I mean, I guess, like, what I see people doing is, they're redefining a feel, like, in this case, like, what it is. But, like, is that what we're supposed to do? Because like that doesn't seem like then we could just go around and like define like, okay, well this, when you chew it, you have to have identity. But before, we just needed it to be in your mouth and go down and throw it. Like, I understand it, because you have to redefine, but I don't understand.
Okay. Right, I mean, that's a problem. I mean, you're saying, could you have a contradiction from previous cases?
I mean,
yes.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, we could say, okay, well, there's...
You're just changing the rules on
there's four different categories.
Right.
Oh, wait, there's six. No, wait, there's six of this category of affiliate. Do this.
Right.
And like,
that's what we did in the first three cases. We kept to redefine it.
Yeah, but he's saying, he's saying you don't see the consistency. You have
now
to...
Now we define affiliate. That affiliate, you have to have a quality of affiliate. I'm going to define it. So I want to know what is...
What's the problem with that?
What?
Let's say you have 10 different categories. Let's say you have 100 different categories of achila. What's the problem with that?
Well, he's just saying that these have to be...
That's the point.
His point is you have to be consistent. You have to work it out. Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. I mean, he's just saying we have to answer the problem. I mean, that's what he's saying. Simply put, he's saying we have to answer the... I mean, that's the ultimate question. If you say that you don't need flavor and taste of eating matzah has nothing to do with tasting it, so now who cares if you knock out the taste? That's the bottom line question. You see, it has nothing to do with tasting it. The formula which we showed is that matzah has nothing to do with tasting it. You could put it wrapped around in matzah. No, you're not tasting it. You're swallowing it. You're not tasting it. So who cares if I knock out the taste? It doesn't do anything.
Yeah, but they're saying that the reason we're not your taste is because...
I'm the chefs, yeah, the chefs.
Yeah, but that's the reason that they gave us. The reason they gave that Mara is Mata is because there is no taste anymore. So if we said before that Mata doesn't need taste, so that's the issue. So you're saying it has to do with the entity of Mata, but according to Gospel, it has everything to do with it on taste. And that's what he says. He says there is no taste.
Okay.
And that's why you can't
find a host. Okay, does anyone else want to say something?
I still see why I can't say it. I mean, it's not like we're saying by the first case of Bala Mata or Mara, you don't need identity. We're just saying that when, like Tosafot says, when they're shleiming, then there's no question of identity, and over here there is. So you only need to bring in Tom into the picture when there's a question of identity as a determining factor, you know? I don't see what's wrong with saying that.
I'm just not saying that either.
No, I don't want to say it.
What?
Nothing wrong.
Oh, okay. So then what's the... So, I mean, would you have a problem with that, though, or...
I'm thinking... Okay, let me clarify a little bit, okay? I mean, do you think it needs clarification, or...
Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, I think the idea, you know, the idea is good. Okay? But, I still want to pinpoint how we're answering the problem, okay? See, because what he said is like this, is that I mean, I think this is also an illogical point, that we said that if you eat, that in eating, you don't need the taste, okay? You don't need the taste. That as long as you have ingestion, that's also eating. I could minus out the characteristic of taste, and it's still considered eating the matzah, okay? But that doesn't necessarily mean that eating, that taste is a non-entity. That if I have the taste isn't recognized, right? That's true, right? For instance, you see, even the Rashbam said, l'chachila, you should have the taste, right? So you see that it's true, it's saying you can, if you minus out taste, then the achila is still exists based on the ingestion, okay? But it doesn't mean that when you have the taste, that when you have the taste, now the achila takes on a new existence. Now it's the consumption, the ingestion becomes thrown into a different sphere of a culinary sphere. Was that once that becomes a component of the action, now you don't say it's purely ingestion, but now it enters a new sphere. The activity now becomes a culinary activity. Okay, if the activity becomes affected, it's true that if you minus out the culinary activity, it would still be called a eating because the eating has flavor, it has ingestion, and you have that's the basic characteristic which is necessary, and as long as you retain that, it's still eating. But that doesn't mean that when you have the taste in it, that doesn't become achila doesn't take on a new character. Achila, the ingestion becomes involved in a new realm, and now it's a culinary eating. Okay. So, let me just repeat the question for a second. The question is that if you swallow the matzah alone, then it's fine. You're yotze, because you don't need taste. Okay? But if you chew matzah and mara together, you chew them, then we say you're not yotze the matzah, because the mara knocks out its taste. So the question is, do you need the taste, or do you not need the taste? Okay? Sounds like a contradiction. Who cares if you knock out the taste? But so what? You don't need taste. Okay. So we're saying that, sure, you don't need taste in matzah, but if you have taste, then the taste is certainly recognized as a component of the achila. It is a component. It wasn't essential, but it is a component. And if it exists, then that's the character of the activity. The activity takes on that characteristic. It has that feature. Once it has that feature, now the activity exists in a different framework. Okay. So I'd say like this, is that, see, once you chew it, now the activity exists in the framework of the culinary, okay? Now in the framework of the culinary, so if I have matzah and mara together, and I chew them together, then based on that framework of the culinary, if you ask the guy, so what am I eating? It's insofar as the eating experience is concerned, insofar as that realm is concerned, it is purely an eating of mar, okay? Because the taste of the matzah is completely knocked out, okay? Because the mar is so overpowering, and therefore the activity becomes defined as simply an act of eating mar. Okay, so it's true you ingested matzah, but the definition of the activity, since the activity becomes thrown into the realm of the culinary, and insofar as that realm is concerned, the activity is defined by the primary overpowering taste. So therefore, the activity is now defined as an achilas mara, and not as an achilas matzah. But if you don't chew it up, okay, and you, let's say, have the matzah and mara together, you swallow them both together, so now the activity is only existing in the basic sphere. It's not a culinary activity because I'm just swallowing it. So now it's just existing as consumption. So now it's consumption, which is a consumption which relates to both the matzah and mara equally. So therefore, I'm yotzei. It's a yotzei the matzah. It relates to the matzah. So my point is that just because you say something isn't necessary, doesn't mean that if it does exist, it's not recognized and it doesn't transform the action into having a whole new nature. And once it takes on that new nature, then the identity crisis, which Matt's talking about, comes in. Because in the realm of the culinary, it's not just identity crisis. It's because in the realm of the culinary, the matzah completely, the maror completely wipes out the matzah. So therefore, you can't revert back and say, you can't say, for instance, well, I'm chewing them together, and now I'm going to define it as achilas matzah. Well, because I'm consuming the matzah. I'm ingesting the matzah. No, because now the nature of the activity you're involved in isn't simply ingestion. You're involved in, your achila takes on a new definition and a whole new life to it. And in this framework, the activity is defined by the overpowering taste. So now if you had to define what is the definition of this achila, it's only an achilas maror. So you can't like subtract out the taste and say, well, the taste exists, but I want to just forget about it. Pretend there was no taste, and now go back to the basic level and say, well, I'm consuming them both. No, the taste exists. You can't deny the reality. Once it's there, now that's the kind of achila which this is. And in that framework, the nature of the achila is defined by the overpowering taste. So the maror is mevatel the matzah. Okay? What do you think? Questions? Yes.
So you're saying, like, you're, like, in the culinary quality of food, that if you have part of that quality lacking, then
I'm not saying part of the quality. I'm saying it wouldn't just be like the stronger taste. I mean, I think the fact that they say it's mevatel ta matzah, it's because of the unique nature of maror versus matzah, that the taste of maror is going to completely overpower the matzah. And if you ask the guy what eating experience was he involved in, he'd say purely a maror eating experience. I mean, there happens to be something else in there, but it's completely it's like null. I mean, he doesn't relate to that. It's like it's an eating experience of maror. Okay, the matzah becomes in the framework of the eating experience which he's involved in, the matzah becomes nullified.
Because of the stronger taste.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not understanding, only because, like, I didn't know what you said until now, but only because, like, if you eat the matzah and the maror together, I mean, you swallow it, and you're only tasting the matzah, I mean, you're only tasting the maror, then you'd only, I mean, why would you only say that that's only an achila?
Well, because then the framework of the achila is not an achila of a culinary experience. I mean, you're tasting the maror, but that's not... It's a different kind of a tasting. We said it's not a culinary eating. You sense the maror going there. You have the feature of the maror in the thing. But then the essential type, the character of the activity is an achila of consumption.
Right, okay?
Now the activity becomes an activity of taste. It's a whole new kind of, it's an achila experience. Now you can't say, well, in my achila experience, I also ingested something else. I mean, no, but that's not the framework in which you're talking about. Notice the framework, now the achila includes the whole thing. And in that framework, now you don't have the matzah loses its definition, because insofar as this experience is concerned, the matzah doesn't participate. It's not involved in this achila. Okay. Yeah, if you were doing an achila of consumption, the matzah has what it takes to make it. But insofar as this framework is concerned, it loses its identity. Because now that you're involved in that activity, you have to define the activity and the framework should exist. So what are you involved in? You're involved in the culinary activity. Oh, so now you'll ask the chef, well, what are you eating? I'll say, I'm eating maror. So if you weren't doing that, then and you're just eating a thing for nutrition, then you'd say, yeah, they both exist side by side. But now that it takes on the characteristic of the culinary, now you have to define the activity in that framework. Okay, and bittul is a phenomenon in the culinary realm. Okay, in the realm of nutrition, there's no bittul, because bittul is a phenomenon of the taste, so one taste knocking out another. But in the framework of simply ingestion or whatever, so I'm ingesting them both. So if one achilo relates to them both equally, there's no problem with that. The only problem is bittul is a phenomenon which becomes introduced through the realm of the culinary. And since my achilo becomes involved in that through the chewing, now you better make sure that you don't have the maror to knock out the matzah. Okay, you can't put them together, because now you're going to run into problems. Right. Questions? Okay. There's another issue. I mean, I don't. The next case. Did you guys look at the mitzvahs? Mitzvahs from Atlas or not? Did you work something out? What?
Yeah, we went through a little bit.
You worked it out. You did it.
We got a primitive type of thing.
Oh.
Because I have something, but I don't really, it's not fully worked out. So I'm not sure. Do you want to do it? Or, I mean, it's kind of. Want to do it? What does Joe Bob underestimate? Right. Well, that's going to be the problem. How about this? I'll leave you with the problem. Okay? I'll leave you the problem. You think about it. If you decide to think about it, you come up with something we can discuss it. Okay? But next, I don't think we're going to do this. Next week, maybe we'll do something else. But I'll give you the problem. It's good. Sometimes it's good to have a question. Okay? But the question is, the Gemara says that. So now this principle of mitzvah of mevatel makes sense. It's saying that if you're eating it and you're chewing them, so then, since it's a culinary experience, so one of them knocks out the other, and then the activity becomes defined by the overpowering taste. Okay? So the question is, there's a position which holds that mitzvahs ain't mevatlos yoseo, that two mitzvahs can't knock one another out. That's, for instance, if the matzah and the maror were both a mitzvah, they're a raisa. Okay, this is what the Gemara says. If they're different levels, then they do knock each other out. But if they were both mitzvahs deoraisa, then, and I sandwiched together the matzah and the maror, then you would say that I'm yotze the matzah and the maror. You wouldn't say, and I chewed them, you would not say that the tam is knocked out. You wouldn't say that I'm not yotze the matzah. You'd say, no, there's no bittul, because since they're both mitzvahs, they're in equal standing, okay, then we don't have bittul. Okay. You only say they're mevatel one another since nowadays the maror is derabanan and the matzah is deoraisa, so they're on different levels, then we say betel. But if they were both derabanan, so they're both deoraisas, then there's a principle, mitzvos ein mevatlos yoseo. Right? The question is, I mean, it doesn't seem to make sense really, because according to this logic, I mean, who cares that they're mitzvos? Let's say there's this logic which we talk about matzah and maror, the reason why the maror knocks out the matzah. It has nothing to do with whether we didn't make note or even discuss whether matzah was derabanan or deraisa, or whether matzah was derabanan or deraisa. It was purely based on the culinary properties of matzah and maror, that you're involved in a culinary activity of eating now, and that in that achila experience, the nature of the experience is such that the maror overpowers the matzah. Right? So therefore, the culinary activity is defined as an achila of maror, not an achila of matzah. So now, let's say the matzah and maror are both deraisa, so then what? So who cares? So how would that change anything? Okay, if they were both deraisas, it's a machlokas. One shita says it doesn't, but there's a Hillel holds no, that it does. That if they're both mitzvahs of equal caliber, then you don't have them mevatlos. And the question is why should that matter? Right, I mean it's a good question. I mean, who cares? How does the mitzvah, the metaphysical status of the activity, have anything to do with this whole puzzle? I mean, it just doesn't seem to be there's room for such a thing. Right, that's a problem. All right, do you have an answer for that?
In light of what we have now, I think we have to think
of okay. So we could rethink it. Let's. There's no reason for me to just say, you know, no one really thought. No one, right? Does anyone have an answer? Or no? It's mostly didn't have the facts. Okay. Yeah, you have.
My roommate came up with an answer.
Okay.
Should I say it over? Do you guys
want
to
eat? No. You want to pound it?
Okay, so you know what? You can think about it if you want. And I'll give you stuff to prepare for next week. And if we so desire, then we could discuss this next week. And if not, then we don't have to. Okay, if you want, we could discuss it, you know, like amongst ourselves. I mean, whatever. Whatever the shira, whatever it is. The overall thing of the share is we could, I don't mind if we do or I don't mind if we don't. But for next week, that's the point into the environment?
Yep.
Okay. I'm not sure. I have one or two choices. Well, let's do Haseba. How does Haseba sound?
Sounds good. Sounds a lot.
All right. Okay, so let's do Haseba. Okay, I think it's a little better. Okay, so let's do Haseba. The Gemara is on... Kuf Ches Amar Aleph. Chet. As in Chaim. It's hard to do all the letters in Hebrew to say, you know, if you, as in, yeah. In English, they're square. So, Itmar, it's a two dots. It's two dots, Itmar. And it goes down until... I guess until Hashta. It's about 10 lines, maybe. So Ka'amar. Last word is Ka'amar. I wouldn't mean to Ka'amar. Okay? And there's... you can do the Rashis and the Rashbams. There's not that many. And you do the Rashis and the Rashbams. There's not that many. and they say the same thing, but you got to do it. Just focus on the Rashi and the Rashban. They're short. They're very little, but do them. Don't just read over them. Okay, that's what we're gonna focus on them. Okay, we're gonna be very careful of them. So read the Rashi and the Rashban, and then after we finish the Gemara, okay, don't jump to it yet. I don't know if we're probably not gonna get to it the first day. We can do Tosos, might have a habit. Okay, you could look at Pshat if you want. If that's you know. If you want to look at it, you can look at it. But essentially, we're going to do the first of the Gemara with Rashi's and Rashbam. Okay?